Conor McCarthy is a knock from Friday. Conor McCormick is a knock from Friday. Carl Shepherd, which is obviously a thing that's been ongoing anyway, he's carrying a slight knock. And obviously Gary Boylan missed Friday and his is still being assessed now as well. And Cullum Horgan, who would have missed a few games as well over the last few weeks there, he's another fellow who has tightened up since Friday as well, so they all need to be assessed now.
So would have been the League Cup, you've got to make a lot of changes. There's a kind of like try and keep everyone involved and try and get that formula clicking, I suppose.
No, like it wouldn't be saying you make a lot of changes, but there'd be a few lads coming in, absolutely, but it's still a game that a lot of our lads will play in, and it's still a quarter final of a cup and we're going up there to win the match and hopefully get through.
Do you expect them to make a lot of changes or?
Hard to know really, because they have made changes in a lot of games. He's rotated quite a bit, so, but look, that's up to themselves, to be fair. Look, we're just looking after our lads, as you said. We've a lot of injuries to assess as well, so we just mainly get our own team right.
They haven't been in the greatest of form, but is it kind of too much of a cliche to say that cup football, that all goes out the window?
Absolutely, and look, we've never had an easy game against them. Obviously we were up there 3 weeks ago or so and had a great result up there, and look, we've never had it easy up there, to be fair. Boys are always, even though they were beaten Friday night, I watched the game and they were still very good. They didn't deserve to lose that match, to be honest. So look, no doubt they'd be thinking they're due a win as well.
What's the feeling like in the camp after the defeat to Rovers? Were the heads down, or was it just a case, look, this is one of the best teams in the country, this is the standard we have to get to?
Look, yeah, you'd be disappointed, obviously. Disappointed to lose any game, no matter who you're playing. But I said it the other week as well, after we lost to Dundalk, we need a game coming up thick and fast, and we had UCD and we reacted and had a great win above, and that's what you'll be looking for again tomorrow. No time to feel sorry for themselves, as I keep saying, and need to pick yourself up and go again, and that's what we'll be doing tomorrow.
As you say, a lot of games coming thick and fast. Is it taking its toll on the squad? Or?
Yeah, a few boys to manage, and look, obviously, look, the break is coming up in a couple of weeks, and well, look, the lads have been brilliant, to be honest. The players have been brilliant. You fellas playing through niggles, and look, I understand that happens in every club anyway, so... But look, they're fine. They're, look, games coming thick and fast. Sometimes you like it. Look, after a defeat, I think it's good that you can get back out there and back playing and trying to put a few wrongs right, and that's what we're looking to do.
And you're what, like 3-4 weeks into the job now? What's been the most enjoyable aspect of it for you?
Talking to you.
Yeah, obviously.
Talking to you has been a major plus. Yeah, but look, obviously the games we've won. Look, I think we've 9 out of 15. Which I think over the previous 5 we had 2, so a couple of wins, a few clean sheets as well. Look, the boys have been brilliant, they've trained brilliantly in fairness. We've been, you know, the games we've lost obviously against the two teams that at the moment are far better than everyone else in the league. The league is probably split between the two of them and the other 8, and we're under no illusions that we have to go tomorrow and win, and then we have another game Friday, and look, we'll just take it week by week, and that's what we're doing, and it's been good, obviously. Look, great response from the players, great response from the staff have been brilliant as well, and look, we're all enjoying it at the moment. Obviously, when you lose games, you don't enjoy that, but look, it's a great challenge for us, and we're reveling in it at the moment, to be honest.
How frustrating is it not to have a game at Turner's Cross in, what, over a month?
Yeah, it's huge, actually, to be fair. Obviously, from everyone's point of view, from the players, staff, the club, supporters, that Waterford game going is disappointing, to be honest. But look, you have to get on with that as well, and that's what, look, from our side of it, that's, look, people can say it's a bit of a recovery, but sometimes you want to play games, and it is disappointing, but look, you have to get on with it and deal with that, and that's something we'll deal with when it comes around.